Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, the weekly program of the Missouri Corn Growers Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With me on the program this week is Lisa Kelly, who is Director of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association. Lisa, I understand that it's an important week for a very big issue that affects Missouri corn growers, and that's on this whole issue of locks and dams and the modernization of these facilities along these rivers. Can you give us an update on what's going on at this point with the locks and dams issue?
The House earlier this month introduced H.R. 2864, which is the Water Resources Development Act of 2005. As part of that legislation, corn growers and the carpenters in a March 2000 working with committee staff were able to include legislation that would authorize 7 new locks on the Upper Mississippi and Illinois rivers. In addition to that, there would be immediate implementation of small-scale measures to alleviate congestion, as well as a major ecosystem restoration program. That legislation has received a very quick and very favorable committee consideration, and it will be on the House floor this week for further consideration by the full House of Representatives.
What can this mean to Missouri corn growers if this legislation in its current form is approved and goes through both houses eventually?
Specifically for Missouri, this means a certain level of transportation costs that would be lowered, and therefore the lower the cost of U.S. grain on the world market, the more grain that the U.S. is able to sell. So the more grain Missouri corn growers would be able to sell.
Since the House will be taking this to the full chamber this week, is there anything that you might suggest Missouri corn growers in particular or the general public that's got an interest in this should do or an impact that they could have at this point?
Absolutely. As you know, this doesn't only affect Missouri corn growers or corn growers in general in the upper basin states. This impacts your regular everyday citizen with the ability to lower the cost of coal, which lowers your utility bills and so forth. So I would encourage all residents that feel they have an interest to contact their members of Congress in support of the legislation. One thing to keep in mind is we do have a number of critics of the navigation system, seeing that navigation is no longer a viable means of transportation. And we are going to possibly have 2 amendments on the House floor that will either alter or strike the lock modernization provisions in the bill. And we are actively working to talk with members of Congress to make sure that those amendments do not pass.
If this does come to the full House floor and is acted on positively, what would be the next step in the chain to seeing this actually become law?
Our next step would be in the Senate. The Senate introduced their bill in April. It's S-728, and the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee has acted on it and favorably passed it out of committee. The bill is currently waiting for floor time, and due to a number of circumstances, we haven't been able to get that in the Senate. So once we get through the House, we're going to actively turn to the Senate to seek floor consideration as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. That's Lisa Kelly. She is the Director of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association, giving us an update on where things stand with the current proposed locks and dam legislation in Congress. And with this Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.